Oh, good morning. It's Day Page for June 12th, 2013. I'm Rex Latchford, and we're not going to cover, at least not too much, the story of Edward Snowden today. That's been going on for nearly a week now. What he's saying isn't really news that much. I've been covering the story for some time. What's new is that he's providing documentation of what we already knew was happening, that we're all being spied on. So I'm calling it Snoopgate. So we will leave it to the other journalists to cover that in more depth, and you'll be hearing more about it on Radio InfoWeb. But today we're going to look at the daily news and get some of what really counts. Yeah. The rugged Marlboro man is moseying on now, partner. Moseying on down the road to e-cigarettes. Yep. So the Marlboro man's rugged image could go up in smoke because, after all, e-cigarettes are kind of, Frozen stowaway found dead after inJet's wheel well. It was the blood that made them look. What they found at Moscow's, I can't pronounce this. Why are you doing this to me, Minka? Whatever it is, Vnukovo Airport, in the wheel well of a passenger jet where the frozen remains of a 22-year-old from the Georgia region were found. Minka just pulls these headlines out and puts them in front of me, and I'm expected to read them cold, which is awesome fun, actually. The world's oldest man, Jeroamon Kimura, here's another one name I can't pronounce, dies at age 116, recognized by the Guinness World Book of Records as the oldest man in recorded history. He died Wednesday of natural causes. Bloomberg News reported, of course, Mayor Bloomberg is also extremely old. He was 116. No, not Mayor Bloomberg, the other guy. And speaking of extremely aged people, Partridge Family mom reveals shocking sex life. Ancient Shirley Jones, who played mom on TV decades ago, now reveals stories of her sex life. Wow, that's really interesting. And they're accompanied by pictures, too. Yeah. Speaking of kinky stuff, inside Michael Jackson's bedroom, startling new images surface, including a slew of medication and oxygen tanks in the domain where Jacko was found dead. Well, that's just extremely exciting. And of course, for the YouTube generation, a Florida woman goes on vile rant against Dunkin' Donuts employees over forgotten receipt. Florida woman Taylor Chapman, 27, is the focus of an intense internet backlash after she posted a video of herself going on a racist, foul-mouthed rant against Dunkin' Donuts employees for not comping her meal after forgetting to give her a receipt.
Hi, Facebook. This is what you have to do in life. It sucks. Blow my brains out.
I cannot wait to post this. Because I literally thought this was the best one in the city. And I gave you guys so many good, like, remarks online. Because I have a business degree. And, like, I really did until that bitch completely pissed me off. She crossed the line.
I'm very sorry about that.
That was Taylor Chapman giving it to the Dunkin' Donuts guy. Very brave. And that's some of the exciting stuff in the news today. Time for the salute to coffee, which for me is the news today, because I really need this cup of coffee. So we're going to hoist our mugs high. Please join me. That's right. Grab the mug. Hoist it high. Don't spill it. I've got it in a thermos, which is a great way to keep it from spilling. I have to push on this button here to dispense into my open, waiting mouth. Well, that sounds so sexy. You can hear it making funny noises, too. Okay, here we go. More coffee, officer. More coffee, please.
More coffee, Warden.
No, I think I've had enough.
Ersatz Brothers Coffee, the real one. Look for the can in the plain brown can.
Thank you, Minka. Life with coffee is better. And so we will continue with more Music for Your Head and all that other good stuff here on Radio InfoWeb. And for today, that's Day Page. That was easy to swallow format, eh? We tweet at Radio InfoWeb, Facebook at facebook.com/radioinfoweb. We tumble at radioinfoweb.tumblr.com, and we sometimes fall. Yep, we take your phone calls and text messages at 646-450-5477 or 646-450-KISS, if you prefer, and email radio@infoweb.net. Starting later today, you can access archives of older Day Pages that otherwise have fallen off the edge at daypage.net. I'm Rex Latchford. See you tomorrow if the world doesn't end.